Schwab. It is me, George G. Welcome to the Aligned Money Show. Once it happened, a mother was trying to get her son to stop eating sugar. She just couldn't get him to do it. Just always eating sugar. And she saw that the Dalai Lama was going to be coming to her town. She thought, you know what? If anybody can get my kid to stop eating sugar, it's the Dalai Lama. So on the day that the Lama appeared in the town, she showed up with her son, waited in line, waited. When it came to be their turn to visit with the Dalai Lama, she said, "Your Holiness, Lama, Dalai Lama, would you please tell my son to stop eating sugar?" Dalai Lama looks at her, looks at the boy, says, "Come back in 2 weeks." Mother, mildly confused, agrees. 2 weeks later, Dalai Lama shows up in town. There's a crowd that's formed. She waits in line, gets to the front of the line. Dalai Lama says, "Oh, welcome back." Gets down on one knee, looks at the boy. He says, "Stop eating sugar." Mother, while pleasantly surprised, looks at Dalai Lama and says, "Thank you, but can I ask why I had to come back 2 weeks later?" Dalai Lama looks at her. He said, "Well, I needed to make sure that I could stop eating sugar." So there you go. I love that story for a lot of different reasons. But first and foremost, I love that story because everything that I talk about when it comes to money and personal finance and making mistakes and problems that so many of us face, I have experienced as well. I have made most of the dumb financial decisions with money. Most importantly is I've overcome those bad financial decisions. So I share that just to let you know, I am a lot like you, probably pretty similar to you. I have made mistakes, dumb things, carried along shame and embarrassment that caused me to avoid financial matters, to procrastinate on doing things. Believe it or not, those are not good attributes for becoming financially successful. But you probably already know that. Anyway, it's just important for me to share. So made a lot of great financial decisions, made a lot of bad ones, but I stand before you as somebody who, again, has overcome them. And I think I am positioned to help you accomplish whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Let me get this out of the way right up front. That way, if you think that I've got my head up my you-know-what, you don't need to waste any more time listening. I believe in the power of the individual. I believe in personal responsibility, in freedom, in justice, hard work, and merit. I believe in holding people accountable. I believe that a sacrifice is required to get what you want. I believe in the value and dignity of work and that it's possible for anyone to accomplish most anything that they set their minds to. I believe in free will. And that while I have very little to no control over the circumstances of my life, I have no control over what happens to me, that I have absolute control over how I think, feel, and respond to those circumstances. Finally, I believe in you. I believe that you are worthy of the life that you want. I believe you deserve the life that you want, but I believe that you are not entitled to it. Things that are of value, cost. High value, oftentimes high cost. Low value, low cost. Stephen Pressfield talked about the myth of the internet being that you can have whatever you want and it will cost you nothing. Not true. Financial success demands investment and sacrifice, but it's all doable. It's manageable. You are absolutely somebody who can make it happen. So enough about you. Let's talk about what I want. I want you to get what you want. And I don't care what that is. You want to get filthy rich? I am here for it. Let's go. You want to get out of debt? You're drowning in credit card debt, sick of it following you around everywhere you go. I get it. I've been there. It's the worst. Let's put a plan together. Let's get out of debt. Maybe you just want to stop worrying about money. I get that too. Got a lot of stuff to worry about. Why would I want to worry about money? You know, And I'm not interested in putting my values on you. I'm interested in helping you put your values on you. I know that we have very finite resources, and our most valuable resources being time, attention, energy, and money. The better stewards we can be of those resources, the closer that we will get to the lives that we actually want. And I'm interested in having fun in everything that I do. And you're going to see that in the show. I'm going to be dorky, goofy, try to be funny, fall short, lots of dad jokes, stuff like that. But I'm going to bring on other brilliant, or rather, I'm going to bring on brilliant financial professionals. I'm going to do a good number of solo episodes, so there'll be fewer brilliant financial professionals during those episodes. I intend to talk about current events and concepts and financial products and accounts, really anything that is practical and applicable in your life. That's what I'm interested in doing. I want to make it usable and fun and entertaining and of value. You're a smart person. You use money all the time. You use money every day. But what if you could get just a little bit better at it? Would that make a difference in your life? I advocate that it would. A lot of what I do is focused on closing the gap between what I intellectually know and what we actually do. This beautiful, beautiful feature of humanity is that. So I know something, but I do sometimes the exact opposite thing. I know I'm supposed to consume less calories than I burn. Yes, I think that that's right. I'm supposed to spend less than I earn. Yes, also right. But all too often, I do the opposite of those things. Urgh. Again, superhuman thing to do. It's this idea of the difference between, or the reality, or whatever, however you want to say it. Financial literacy is what I know. Financial wellness is what I actually do. So I'm interested, and I think and work really hard to help people, including myself, to close that gap. Here's something else that I know to be true. That financial peace of mind allows us to more fully pursue our passions. Passion's kind of a big word. So financial peace of mind allows us to do the things we're more interested in doing. So that you are, I don't know that we're ever not going to worry about money, but I want you to have peace of mind so that you're not constantly worrying about money. You can think about it, but more of, I would love money to be a source of good, of power, of inspiration, than of anxiety and stress and just a negative force that it is in so many of our lives. Because that's what it is. It's a powerful, powerful force, but it's also more negative than it is positive. I know that money is, after infidelity, the leading cause of divorce. So people break up their marriages because of money. That sucks. I know that too many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. That also sucks. It means you're broke. All that being true, I think that we all have just massive and almost infinite potential. Unfortunately, a lot of that potential is stored up. It's trapped. It becomes untapped. We never use it. And from my perspective, there are fewer worse things than unrealized potential. I believe that our prime directive as human beings, just the number one thing, the driving force behind our existence, is the realization of our fullest potential, becoming the highest and best version of ourselves. And my part of all of this is money. I want to help you get better at money so you can live how you want. Get better at money so you can live how you want. If you choose to focus on money and to spend time thinking about it, awesome. But I want to free you up to focus your most valuable resources on whatever you choose versus sort of getting bullied into by ourselves and our poor behavior into having to think about money. So that's what I'm working to do. Thanks for the opportunity to try. Confident I can help. There's this really interesting thought exercise. It says that for the majority of us, I'm confident you fall into this category. If you were walking past a body of water, let's say a pond, you come upon this pond, you see a child struggling to swim. They're on the verge of drowning. You would Quickly, after removing your cell phone from your pocket, of course, jump into the water and attempt to save that drowning child. And I bet you could. You're a strong swimmer. You could totally make this happen. Here's the question. Do you extend yourself? Are you extending yourself that same courtesy, that same kindness, that same concern? I don't know if you're drowning or not. I know that at times in my life, when it comes to my finances, I've been drowning. And I know that when I did make the decision, the conscious decision, that I was going to lend myself that hand to pull myself out of the water, to stop doing the things that were causing me to drown, that's when most of it changed. So much of it changed. So you are worthy, deserving of that kind of love and that kind of care. Again, you're worthy and deserving of the life that you want, but you're not entitled to it. So finally, a friendly reminder, never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you. So act accordingly.